servicemen and women, come along now to Melody Roundup. Out beyond the mighty Mississippi, where the West begins and taxes are lower, our microphone draws up on a group of cowboys gathered around their campfire, says one cowhand.
So I goes into this place and applies for the job of bouncer. What makes you think you can bounce, the man asked me. I used to be a rubber in a steam bath, I tells him.
Yes, you've guessed it. It's Bob Nolan and those high-riding aristocrats of the range, the sons of the pioneers.
Hiya there, fellas and gals. This is Bob Nolan telling you it sure is mighty fine riding on this Melody Roundup detail again. And to show you all that we really mean it, the gang is going to cut down on the gabbin' and come up singing.
I've been all around this country, guess I've traveled everywhere. Been from coast to coast and way down south, I know the tang of frosty air. I like the feel of saddle leather, I like the way my pony sways. As he moves along, I'll sing this song and go roving all the rest of my days.
When I feel the urge, I gotta travel anywhere the tumbleweeds grow. Happy when my feet are scratching gravel, I grab the saddle horn and blow. You may think a certain place has got me, and from there I never will go. But your son of a gun, I bet 100 to 1, I grab the saddle horn and blow. I grab my saddle horn and blow.
Say, Bob, I wonder if we can dedicate our next number to Seaman First Class Albert Moore.
Why, sure.
He's a very brave seaman. He sure is.
So what did he do, Tim?
Well, a few weeks back when we was in the States, that's when he was here, we had a couple of beers together.
Oh.
And when he came out of the hotel, he saw a man with gold braid and medals on his chest, and he walked up and said, will you call me a cab? The man was insulted. How dare you insult me, he screamed. I'm no doorman. I'm an officer in the Navy.
Oh,
well, Bob, do you know what my friend Seaman Moore says to that?
No, what did he say, Tim?
Well, he turns to this officer just as calm as you please and says, okay, officer, call me a boat. I'm in a hurry.
And now you want to dedicate this next number to him, don't you?
Don't you think he deserves it?
He darn sure deserves something. Fellas, let's give him On the Rhythm Range.
On the Rhythm Range. On the rhythm range, everything's keeping time to a sorrowly climb and rhythm.
Now, I was born a rover on the rhythmic range, a rootin' tootin' terror, and I never will change. I sing a tune of the day and travel all of the way in rhythm.
Rhythm.
Everything around me is a part of my song. You seem to want to follow as I ramble along. The lazy hawk in the sky is even tempted to try my rhythm.
On the rhythm range, on the rhythm range. Everything's keeping time to a sorterly crime and rhythm.
Every time a Sunday comes rolling around, down beside the water hole, I'm sure to be found. I'll be scrubbing and rubbing in a manner profound in rhythm.
Rhythm.
Water from a 1,000 feet is colder than air. I always thought the devil kept it warmer down there. I guess it's working its past, so I'll be taking my bath in rhythm.
On the rhythm range, on the rhythm range.
I asked the prairie chicken when he started to scratch if sandy fleas and bumblebees could hatch a better batch. He said the only thing found in this doggone ground is rhythm.
Rhythm.
He started into working with the toss of his head, and then he turned around to me and here's what he said. I ain't a digging for gold, but when I'm scratching, my soul's got rhythm.
On the rhythm ring. On the rhythm rain. Everything's keeping time to sorterly crime and rhythm. On the rhythm rain.
Well, while we're in a dedicating mood, I want to beam this next number to Sergeant J.C. Smithy at 133. The boys and me thought that you might go a little bit for this
Cajun stunt. Let's do it.
But wait.
Just a minute time out, fellas, to thank you for the letters you're sending into this show. That's really what makes it go, you know.
That's right.
Sure, then heck, there are thousands of fellas in the services who come from western parts of the United States, and even if you're one of those eastern westerners, let's hear from you.
Sure, let's do that.
Yep, let's find out what kind of western tunes you want us to play and sing. Drop a line to Melody Roundup, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Just so long as it passes the censors, it's good enough for us.
Say, Private Charlie Coughlin of APO 464, where a good many other of you Texas boys get your mail, wants us to give out with a kind of a dreamy number called Sleepy Rio Grande.
Well, okay. Well,
fine. Here she comes, Charlie.
Since everybody's dedicating songs on this detail, you reckon we could do something for my brother, Bob?
Your brother, Ken? Yeah. Is he in the service?
Well, no, Bob, he isn't, but he's in the hospital. He's in bed, and I was just up to see him.
Oh, well, I hope you kept the conversation cheerful while you were there, Ken.
Oh, I sure did. I told him I thought that they'd better get a carpenter over there to his hospital room right away. Hmm. Brother, I said, this door is so narrow, we couldn't get a pine box through here if we tried.
You could. Oh, for God's sakes. Quick, Foghorn, give him that bullfrog song.
curtain and he did ride on home.
Uh-huh.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, sword and a pistol by his side. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He rode up to Miss Mouse's door. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
He rode up to Miss Mouse's door, hit it so hard he made it roar. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
He took Miss Mousy on his knee, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
He took Miss Mousy on his knee, said, Miss Mousy, won't you marry me, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What shall the wedding supper be, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What shall the wedding supper be? Two blue beans and a black-eyed pea, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
A little piece of cornbread lying on the shelf. If you want any more, just sing it yourself. I'm tired.
Uh-huh.
Hey, time's kind of creeping up on us, Boss Nolan. You reckon we can jam another tune in this roundup corral?
Well, sir, just like I said at the start, Carl, if we cut down on the gabbing and reinforce the singing, we're going to get the fellas the music they want. So what say?
Okay, let's play.
Guess that just about does it, fellas and gals. This is Bob Nolan saying on behalf of the Sons of the Pioneers that it was a mighty fine treat being with you. And we're all coming back again real soon. Until then, so long and good luck, gang.
Hello,
this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.